Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The left fielder, Floyd Wicker. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Burda. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Roberto Peña. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ted Kubiak. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marty Patton. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Marty Patton. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting third. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Rich McKinney. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Harper reaches second base with a double. Floyd Wicker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wicker hits a ball on the ground towards first. May juggles the ball. That's an error on May. Harper moves to third. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. One out. Bob Burda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burda hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Wicker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. McKinney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof strikes out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Max Alvis now playing third base. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney takes first base on ball four. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton strikes out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Floyd Wicker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wicker is 0 for 1 in the game. Wicker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Roof fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland hits a fly ball into right field. Berta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May, who is chasing the ball. McCraw reaches third base with a triple. Knoop goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta is 0 for 1 in the game. Berta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a pop-up towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McKinney hits a fly ball into right field. Berta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards short. McKinney fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubiak hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 0 for 1 in the game. Barry strikes out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Knoop hits a fly ball into left field. Wicker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. Horlan hits a pop-up towards short. Peña settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0 for 1 in the game. Patton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Floyd Wicker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wicker is 0 for 2 in the game. Wicker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. Alvis moves to second. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Hegan, and towards Kubiak, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Burda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burda is 0 for 2 in the game. Burda hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan bunts towards the mound. Horlan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Peña takes first base on ball 4. Hegan moves to second. Tito Francona pinch hits for Phil Roof. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Peña moves to third. It's Brewers, 1, White Sox, 1. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 2 in the game. Kubiak hits a line drive into left field. McCraw picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McCraw. Peña scores. Francona goes all the way around to score. Kubiak moves to third. It's 3-1, Brewers. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Patton bunts towards the mound. Horland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kubiak scores. It's 4-1, Brewers. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-2 in the game. Alves hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Patton moves to third. Steve Hamilton now pitching. Bernie Smith pinch hits for Floyd Wicker. Bernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to home to get Patton. Alves moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alves scores. Smith moves to third. It's 5-1, Brewers. Ted Savage pinch hits for Bob Berta. Denny O'Toole now pitching. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. May steals second. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage takes first base on ball four. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith scores. May scores. Savage moves to third. It's 7-1, Brewers. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 2-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Peña takes first base on ball four. Hegan moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNerney now catching. Bernie Smith now playing right field. Ted Savage now playing left field. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-2 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-2 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-2 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNerney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kubiak hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Patton strikes out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Alves is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Knupp hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNerney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Spence pinch hits for Denny O'Toole. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a pop-up towards third. Alva settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Magnuson now pitching. Bernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. McKinney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Savage hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Savage reaches second base with a double. May moves to third. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May scores. Savage scores. It's 9-1, Brewers. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Peña hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCraw moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCraw scores. May moves to second. It's 9-2, Brewers. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McKinney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May scores. Josephson moves to second. It's 9-3, Brewers. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Ken Berry. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.